A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take Tinfit Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland, in the main sanctuary. Rosh Hashanah Yud. Rosh Hashanah 10. Pagination is 19, but we're going to start on the facing Amud. So we're four lines from the bottom. It's a sophisticated piece, so I'm going to do a drop of skipping in order to simplify it. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Echad hanoteya, if a person plants something before Rosh Hashanah, the significance of this is going to be, number one, whether we're counting years of Arla, that it, so the ruling is Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Olsa Lo Shana. If you get 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then it counts as a year. So that even though you didn't have a full calendar year, 30 days gives you a year. And this is regarding the counting of 3 years of Arla, that you're not allowed to use the fruit of the first 3 years of this tree. The sophistication that I'm skipping, which you're welcome to do on your own, is that there's also a similar concept of restriction 30 days before Rosh Hashanah regarding the Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos. If it's the 30 days before Shemitah, then there's certain things that are restricted. Rashi uses the words Tosefes Shavuos, adding on to Shavuos, to Shemitah. But to keep things simple, let's simply define Arla, that the first 3 years of produce are forbidden, and if you get 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it counts as a year. Good. The Gemara on today's daf makes a fascinating comparison to the Shita of Reb Meir. There's an animal, a par, a bull, that has to be 3 years old to be used as a carbon. How do you define 3 years? So if you asked us before we learned any Gemaras, 3 years is 3 years, right? If Social Security, it's 3 years old. It's 3 years old. When's the birthday? The Gemara teaches us that 30 days, according to one Shita, or Yom Echad B'Shana, sometimes one day, can count as a year. And it doesn't have to actually be 3 years old, the way theoretical book knowledge tells you. I'm starting from about eight lines down. The first words on the line are Mishum Revai. And Gemara tells us, Lema Delokir Rav Meir. This concept that Orla could be 30 days before Rosh Hashanah and it counts as a year is not like Rav Meir. De'i Rav Meir, because if it was Rav Meir, Ha'omar Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana, even one day in a year is already considered a year. It qualifies. You existed in that year. Titanya, as we learned in Abraisa, Par Ha'omar B'Torah Stam, if it just says the word par, bull, Ben Esrim Va'arba Chodesh, it's 24 months old, V'Yom Echad and one day. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the Shita of Reb Meir. So really it has to be 3 years. But for 3 years, here's what qualifies. 24 months and one day. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Ben Esrim Va'arba Chodesh V'Lamed Yom. Rabbi Elazar holds it has to be 24 months and 30 days. Okay? Well, at first glance, it sounds like the Braisa that we were quoting before is going to be Rabbi Elazar. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Lema deloka Reb Meir. It's not following Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that when you do years, you could have even one day and it counts as a year. Skip three lines. At the end of a line, the word afilu. The Gemara tries to answer this and says, afilu teme Reb Meir. You know, it could even be Reb Meir. Ki kama Reb Meir yom echad b'shana chavshuv shana. When did Reb Meir hold that one day in a year counts as if it's a full year? B'sof shana. at the end of a year. But in the beginning of a year, he never said this. Let's think about what the Gemara is responding. Reb Meir has an animal that's 24 months old, according to its birthday. Now it has one day more. Says Reb Meir, 3 years! You're trying to compare that to a tree that was just planted. The guy figures, I'll squeeze it in a day before Rosh Hashanah so that I won't have to wait so long. Says the Gemara, Mechateisi, who says such a thing? Maybe he only holds one day after your requisite, so you could do an addendum to an existing solid presence. But beforehand, how do you know that you could grab one day, counts as a year, and then you continue for your remaining 2 years? It's interesting that in both cases, you're looking for 3 years. I don't think that really makes any difference at all in this Gemara, but it's interesting. Omar Rava, Rava makes a fascinating comparison. Falav kava chomer hu. If one day works after the 24 months, says Rava, one day is for sure going to work before the 24 months. Why? Where's the kal vachomer? Listen to this. Uma nida. What's the rule of a nida? A nida, according to Torah law, didn't have to wait 5 clean days. I'm sorry, five and seven. All of that is not nida oraisa. Okay? What's nida oraisa? Nida doesn't need 7 clean. Nida could be flowing for 7 days. As long as she gets a hefsek at the end, midah oraisa, she would be able to go to mikvah. The reason we require 7 clean is because we're worried that she's a zava. And that's true. The rule of a zava is you need 7 clean days. Okay. Uman nida, the biblical case of nida. She started flowing today, Sunday. Sunday is only half a day count towards her 7 of flow. Does Sunday count as a day or not? Of course it counts. It's the first day of the flow, even though she only got 1 hour, let's say, on Sunday. It counts towards her 7 days of nida. Uma nida. She'ein techilas hayom ola la besofa. The beginning of a day doesn't count at the end of her count, meaning on day 7 she got an hour into the day. That doesn't give her 7 days. She's got to wait until the end of the day so that she gets her 7. But sof hayom ola la betechilasa, the end of a day counts when she's starting her 7 days. 1 hour squeezed in at the end works. Shana. So now let's do the comparison regarding years. I just gave you a comparison of hours with days. Now let's do a comparison of days to years. Shana, a year. Sheyom echad olala besofa, that you agree with me, shitas Reb Meir, by the animal, that one day after the 24 months counts as a year, so that at the end you're able to pull this, squeezing the rule, and just one day out of a year counts. Eino din sheyom echad ola betchilasa. So certainly, one day should count in the beginning. Comparison being from Nida, that in the beginning of Nida, you could count one little something as a full, and at the end you can't. So over here, where you could count it at the end, you should for sure be able to count it in the beginning. So we have right now a problem that Reb Meir is only requiring one day by the animal, and in the statement regarding Arla, we required a full 30 days. And if you'll ask me, or try to answer, however you want to phrase it, but you'll try to make a distinction between the animal and the orla and tell me, listen, the animal is after the requisite amount was almost reached. An orla is before anything started counting. I'll answer you, from the law of Nida, you see that before and after, the Kavachom is exactly the opposite of what you're telling me the distinction might be. And by Nida, before the requisite count, it counts. So certainly, whatever leniency, one day, he's able to pull off after the 24 months, he should be able to pull off that leniency before the 24 months. So why do you need 30 days before Rosh Hashanah for it to count as a year towards Arla? The Gemara gives a beautiful answer. Yudamid Beis 10b, pagination 20, about 13 lines from the top. First word on the line is Ba'i, and the Gemara answers, La'olam Reb Meir. Arla of 30 days is following Reb Meir Shita, even though by an animal he only required one day. Okay, how does that work? How do you reconcile? V'chi ka'amar lamid. You know why he needs 30 days by Arla? Liklita. Because the thing has to take root. The thing is starting out. It's a logistical thing. It's not that before the 24 months or after the 24 months is different. We proved from Nida, if it's different, it's exactly the opposite type of difference. Before is more lenient than after to count something. It's logistical. If you plant something, it's got to be planted so that it takes root. And according to the Gemara, with its proofs from the other Shitas, it takes 30 days to do that. And therefore, the item is not considered planted unless you gave it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Reb Meir only holds you need one day, but you need one day that it's actually planted. It's got to be living there. It's got to be yonik. It's got to have roots. And therefore, the Gemara says, the two shitas of Reb Meir are exactly the same shita. One day into the new year counts as a year, but by Arla, you needed it to take root, and that took 30 days. Yeshe koach.